At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I see you calling. I didn't wanna leave you like that. It's 5 in the morning, yeah. 100 on the dash.
So I talked yesterday about someone falling in love with me based on my stand-up comedy. That's a very dangerous thing to do. Don't fall in love with me based on my stand-up comedy. I'm not like this in real life. Well, I am, but, you know, not all the time, that's what I'm saying. When you get to know me, you'll quickly realise I'm not funny all the time. Well, I am. That's a bad example. Okay. It's more that I don't want to entertain you all the time. I just want some of the time just to fuck off and just watch the snooker. That's what I'm like. So if you're falling in love with a person you see on stage, no, I'm actually the sort of person that also just wants to watch a lot of snooker. And you can be in the room with me, but you can't keep asking me the fucking rules. Why is he going for the pink? How much is the blue worth? How much is the blue worth? If you ask me that, shut up! Leave me alone! Leave me alone. Fall out of love with me, it's not working. Leave before you love me. Oh yeah, leave before you love me. Oh yeah. That's the trick, isn't it? Love just complicates everything. And what is love anyway? What's the difference between liking someone intensely and loving someone, you know? What is the difference? You know, you could just like someone a lot and have lots of sex with them. And when you love someone, it's more intense, isn't it? You find yourself longing for that person, you know? Not wanting to be away from that person. You find yourself jealous if that person is spending a lot of time with someone else. Possibly, I mean. You're more passionate, aren't you? Because you love them. Because that passion, it sometimes bubbles over. Sometimes into anger, you know? And resentment. And fuck, love sounds fucking horrible, doesn't it? However, if you intensely like someone, that's brilliant, isn't it? Oh my God, if you intensely like someone, there are literally no downsides. Fuck love. All you need is intense like, so much better. Imagine if I chose to watch the snooker on your birthday instead of coming to your party. And you intensely liked me. You'd be like, oh, I like that Nathan. Oh, isn't he a one? Isn't he a tinker? Watching the snooker on my birthday. But I know, you know what? You know what he's like. And I like Nathan Cassidy intensely. However, if you love me, it's different, isn't it? If you love me, what? Nathan isn't coming to my birthday because he's what? Watching the snooker? Well, the world has literally just ended. This is the end of my life as I knew it. It's not. It's not, it's exactly the same thing. You just think it's different because you love me. The lesson. I'm sorry, you gotta leave. Leave before you love me. Nathan, you know what? I think I could be falling in love with you. Brilliant. That sounds great. Let me get my things. I'll see you later. As the Beatles said, all you need is love, and they couldn't have been more wrong. All you need in this life is intense like. Love is ridiculous, and not nearly as good as snooker. And if you don't agree, see you later. See you later! Leave before you love me. And the blue is worth 5 points. I've told you literally 23 times.